Anna.
Martha.
Okay.
She's not in, on yet.
Okay. Did y'all have a class last night? Because I didn't make it.
No, I didn't make it either. That was question and answers. No.
Yeah, I had planned to, but we had the debate on, and I fell asleep to the first person, so I didn't hear anything, and I didn't wake up till 2 o'clock. I'm still recovering from the colonoscopy. I didn't sleep but 2 hours in 2 days, so
I'm
catching up my sleep.
No, I didn't get on. I was watching the debate too, so. Nice and cool outside.
Yeah, we redid our patio yesterday, and so Tony's trying to paint the furniture and put pads on them all day, and that's what he said. I kept saying, you better come in, you're going to get yourself too tired, but he said it was cool, and he wanted to work while it was cool, so. But he's in now. But he's worn out.
I bet so.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
So we are beginning with the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Lech Lecha, section 28, Pasuk 305, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, good shabri tu, ishite bit hiluur himud, hiluud, hiluur himud. Leakta, l'shem, yudhei bavavhei, l'yehuda, shalim, b'shem kol Yisrael, l'imun Torah mitzvah, l'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yehino amadun Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu panunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu panuneihu. Kad karban itkerev kola natlin, Kulakav it badran, Kelipin lekol sitra, Vayichuda it kerev, Veit yachad uvot zinin, It naharin veishtaka, Ravar uru, Vekol amin vekucha verichu, Ish tefach beraza de Yehuda. Hadaki kachaze ata rabbi chiyayo unshakeya amar leya ya'ot ant beri bini lemeha lemechemeleya. Translation, when an offering is sacrificed, all the worlds receive a part of it, and the klipot are scattered in all directions. The unison of the male and female grows closer and is completed, and the candles, which are the secret of the upper grades, shine. And there is one desire and full companionship in all the worlds. And the Holy One, blessed be He, is in a state of the secret of unity, as should properly be. Rabbi Chiya came forward, kissed him, and said, "You are more worthy than I to go and see him," referring to Rabbi Elazar. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Do you understand the meaning of sharing? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't understand what it means when it says that we pot are scattered in all directions. It looked like that was the only one that didn't receive a positive. I mean, it doesn't say up or released or scattered in all directions. What do you think that means?
It's not what I think it means. It's what you think it means. You understand the English words, correct?
Yes.
So, what does it mean to be scattered?
Well, to me, it's left, right, up, down, all around, like almost like atoms, you know, the way the atoms do.
That's not the meaning of scattered. That's the meaning of directions.
Exile.
Well, to me, an effect of...
How about scattered being chaos?
Scattered means chaos, according to Brandy.
I think it's exile.
I'm trying. Say again.
Exile.
Exile?
Mm-hmm. I just see movement in all directions. Like when the atoms are moving a certain way, the particular thing is a liquid. Or if those atoms move another way, then it's a solid. If it's another way, then it's a gas. So to me, scattered just means in all different directions. I don't think it necessarily means a negative, but it's not real clear. And well, in all directions, I guess it could mean up and maybe a change in the klipot as well. Because it seems like everything else in the paragraph had a positive of positivity and unity. Which I would have thought that any offering was affecting the offerer.
What is being scattered? Atana, what is being scattered?
Klipot are scattered in all directions.
So stop with the word klipot. Are klipot positive? Are
I don't know. I don't think I ever thought of it as a positive thing.
No, it's not a positive thing. So you're saying that the other pasukim that we've talked about over the last week or so, you're saying that they've all been positive, and now you're saying, why isn't this one positive?
Now, why is it not? I mean, it's saying the unison of male and female goes closer and is completed. The candles shine. There's companionship in the world. You know, all
right.
Of those things are positive.
To me, right. So why isn't the klipot positive? Is that your question?
My question is, what did it mean by scattered in all directions?
Well, in order to understand the phrase scattered in all directions, we have to look at it one word at a time. The first word I asked you about, scattered, you haven't answered yet. Brandy said something that it meant to her. Malka said something about exile that it means to her. what does scattered mean to you?
It means no action, just moving back and forth within like a cave, because to me the klipot is like a husk, a covering. So that means that entity that's covered is just moving in all directions.
Oh, my.
Or it means that the klipot runs away from what it was covering.
Oh, so just the covering comes off. Well, it doesn't say that. So thank you for telling me.
Well, he says the word scattered. But scattered means no longer unified. Scattered is saying separation. The question that you can ask is, why didn't he say separated rather than scattered? And what is the meaning of difference between the word separated and the word scattered? When you separate, it's a clean cut. It's a one movement. Scattered means running back and forth, just as you said. But it isn't the essence under that. Scatter in all directions, separate the klipot from the underlying energy, and then you have the unison of male and female, because the klipot are no longer blocking it. They grow closer together. They are completed.
Okay,
and
so it's like
the candles, which represents light, which is why Rabbi Ashlag says it's the secret of upper grades, the light shines. Whereas when the klipot is covering it, the light cannot shine. It's concealed from those that are outside of that item.
So I wasn't seeing the unity between everything. And it sounds like the klipot is like thrashing wheat. You know, you beat it and the husk gets removed from the grain.
What is the purpose of the husk with respect to the grain?
Well, if you think of rice, the husk is a protective part over it.
The same thing can be said for the wheat. The same thing can be said for the orange. It protects the inner essence. But when the inner essence has grown on its own, does it still need the husk? Is the orange peel still needed when the fruit is ready to be eaten?
Yes.
Well, it is in my house because I make zest of it. Put it in the freezer.
Why would you take the peel off the orange if it was ready to eat with the peel on it?
Protection.
Well, I could tell you, I use the peel. I don't use every bit of it, but I use some to make zest, and I put it in a container, and I put it in the freezer. And the next recipe,
I understand. Like we're using physical words to describe metaphysical concepts. The klipot is a physical word. It means a shell. The shell covers the fruit. The shell covers the essence. Sometimes that shell is no longer needed when the fruit is completed. The shell is not needed when a male and female are joined together. You don't need the shell. The shell interferes. If I say the word shell, and I'm talking about a man and a woman coming together in union, in intimacy, what's the shell? A shell is anything that stops the pregnancy. Physical words describing spiritual concepts.
Well, I see that each one of those things were unified. And I was seeing the klipot as a separate separation from everything else in the paragraph. So your explanation is, I understand it and I see what I was missing in my thinking.
Okay.
I saw each one of those separate entities when they were all united.
You're making logical sense, and it's understandable why you saw it the way it was. But you asked for the question, "What does scattered in all directions mean?" And the only way to break through the klipa that was keeping you from understanding that on that klipa in your brain, on your mind. And we all have klipot on our minds. I have to ask the questions and lead you step by step. And that's why I was doing what I was doing. Because, yes, they are all together. A klipa is a shell. It covers. So if you're standing outside of the shell, you can't see what's inside. It's opaque. It makes it unclear. You take the klipa away, maybe what's there can't survive without the klipa to protect it. But then there will come a time when it's completed and the klipa is no longer positive. It becomes negative. So can a klipa also be positive? The answer is yes, although normally the connotation of the word klipa is negative in Kabbalah. But there are times when the klipa are necessary to protect the growing essence. It's every word in the language of branches is always relative. You cannot just transition a klipa in this verse and a klipa in that verse are the same. It's always relative to where it is and which verse is it in. What is it saying? And it's easy to forget because our human nature says, I don't want to have relativity. Everybody is equal. Everybody can have anything it wants. That's the Western world. That's what we were taught as children. That's what we grew up with. That's what we've absorbed. That's how we think. But it isn't truth. Because every atom is different and unique. Atom, A-T-O-M. And all those atoms are running around scattered, but that's the image the scientists have given us. Is that the way they work? What is a laser? It's atoms of light that are synchronized. Is synchronicity, is that something that Hashem wants? Does he want us to have lasers to keep everything in order? Without anything being mixed, moving back and forth, roundabout, it depends on what's the purpose. A laser can be destructive or it could be healing. It's used on your eyes, it's beneficial if they do it properly. If it's used on your eyes and the doctor is drunk, it's not going to work. I'm being facetious that the doctor's drunk. I'm just trying to give you an, different ways of understanding the language of branches. Now, with the question that I asked, do you understand the meaning of sharing? Do the Klipot share?
Yes.
I didn't recognize which of the three of you's voice that was. Is that Malcolm?
I didn't feel like if, you know, one answered, that was the answer. So, you know, I didn't think to answer again.
Okay. But the Klipot are not sharing. They know that they cannot go into the essence of whatever they're covering. It's too much energy for them to survive. But they want all that they can, and they don't care that anybody outside of them is not going to get the energy because they're absorbing all that they can. That's why the Kabbalists say the word Klipot, we consider it negative. Yes, it has a purpose. Sometimes. The orange peel has a purpose to protect the fruit from the birds and the insects. But it's not a positive thing when I want an orange and it's interfering with my eating it. Now, I do also like the inside of the peel. I like the white part of the peel. It has no taste, but my mother taught me to enjoy eating it, so I do.
Well, it has bioflavonoids in it, and it's good for you. So that's why she was telling you that. Also,
that's why she told me that. Correct. That's why she told me that. But that's all I'm just describing is what's relative. What is the situation? Now, all directions means more than north, south, east, west, up, down. There's also north by northwest. South by southeast. But of course, we're thinking in terms of a circle or a sphere. But another direction, there's a word in the Bible, it's rhema. It means towards Egypt, towards Mitzrayim. They put a hay at the end of the word. It's changed the pronunciation to Mitzrayim. And its meaning of a hay at the end of the word is in the direction of. Well, what is the meaning of in the direction of Egypt? Egypt is a narrow place. So what is the meaning of in the direction of a narrow place? Are we expanding the narrow place? Are we falling into the narrow place? We're almost out of time, so, and I'm through describing what's there, what I saw in the verse, but you may have questions or comments about it.
Well, I do think the last part is important, too, because right at the beginning, you remember Rabbi Chaya wasn't so sure about this man that joined him.
Right.
Whether he was
joined.
Seeing a, Rabbi Elazar, and it looks like this is what he said, and so Rabbi Akiva is seeing that he is worthy. And so it relates back to the beginning of the chapter.
Right. Absolutely. That's it's a closing of a discussion of a paragraph.
Amen.
I believe was it Malcolm who say something else?
I think Connor had another question.
Well, it wasn't a question. You know, with the imagination that I had teaching children, when I saw Klipot or Scattered, I could see these little Klipot joining hands and saying, hey, fellas, look, an offering's been done. Think we're going to get out of here? Let's hold hands. Let's see what we can do. I'm sorry. That's, you know.
And there's nothing to say that you're wrong in that. But I don't see the Klipot holding hands. I see them running away from each other because I perceive them as being selfish. They want all the energy they can, they can get for themselves.
For a long, long time, I believe they'll lose some of that selfishness. I think time. After a while, people give up. So I would think after a while, the Klipot wants to give up too, to their stinginess and ego and all. But, you know, that's. I could say, and I think too, because the next sentence had to do with male and female coming closer together. And I always think of a positive with that. I don't think of a shell that a pregnancy didn't take place, because we've learned that even after menopause, when you have sexual relations, you create a soul. So I didn't see anything negative there connected to a Klipot. So, you know, but I'm glad to hear your side. Because I sure don't know a lot, you know, need it. It was like the comment I told you, being in a synagogue where we weren't to the sea door.
Look at the words.
If we wouldn't have you as a teacher, you've done more to teach us about the prayers in the sea door than anything we ever had at the synagogue. So I'm very pleased to hear your answers and explanations and drawing it out of us.
Thank you.
I'm finished.
Look at the words. I'm just using this as another example. The unison grows closer and is completed, and the candles shine. I took out Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The unison grows closer. Can any unity become closer?
Yeah, I think it depends on your comment.
The word unison means male and female. As Rabbi Ashlag tells us, now the union of male and female can now grow closer to Hashem. Totally different discussion. Relative, the unison is positive, but it can be more positive, which means that the original unison is negative relative to what its potential is. But I do have to run.
Okay, thank you.
7 o'clock, we have a Zohar class. I hope you'll join us.
Thank you.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.